What role does nutrition play in breaking modern depression cycles? Every bite you take either supports your body and brain or drains them. It's easy to reach for quick snacks or late-night meals when life feels stressful. The problem is that these choices don't just affect the waistline, they affect the brain. The meals you eat every day either support stability or quietly feed the ups and downs that make depression cycles harder to manage. Poor nutrition feeds unhealthy mental cycles, while balanced meals give the brain a fighting chance to stay calm and focused. Nutrition is not a cure, but it is an ignored piece in mental well-being that deserves more attention in the fight against modern depression cycles. The problem with eating habits. Fast food, skipped breakfasts, and late-night snacking have become normal in many households. These habits leave the body running on sugar spikes and caffeine crashes, which can intensify depression cycles. When the brain doesn't get steady fuel, mood swings feel sharper, focus becomes harder, and sleep patterns are disrupted. Families may not notice the connection right away, but over time, poor nutrition builds a cycle of fatigue and emotional strain that feeds into depression cycles. How nutrition affects the brain. The brain relies on nutrients to create neurotransmitters, the chemical messengers that regulate mood. Without enough vitamins, minerals, and balanced proteins, the brain struggles to keep those systems steady. For example, omega-3 fatty acids found in fish help regulate mood, while B vitamins support energy and focus. When these nutrients are missing, depression cycles feel harder to break because the body is missing the raw materials it needs to stabilize. Simple foods that can make a difference in depression cycles. Instead of focusing on strict diets, think about simple, practical changes that could fit into your daily life. These foods are known to support mental health and help weaken depression cycles. Leafy greens for B vitamins and magnesium. Nuts and seeds for healthy fats and protein. Fish like salmon or sardines for omega-3s. Whole grains for steady energy release. Fermented foods like yogurt or kefir for gut health. These are not exotic or expensive items, but are everyday foods that, when eaten consistently, help the brain and body stay balanced. Why you struggle to change eating patterns? It's easy to say, eat healthier. But most people face real challenges with fitting this into daily life. Busy schedules, picky eaters, and tight budgets make it difficult to prioritize nutrition. Depression cycles also drain motivation, making it harder to plan meals or cook regularly. This is why nutrition needs to be approached in a way that feels doable, not overwhelming. Small steps matter more than big, unrealistic changes. Here are some steps that could help you break the cycle of depression through nutrition. Create a brain food shelf at home. Keep nuts, seeds, and whole grain snacks in one place so they are easy to grab. Pair comfort foods with nutrient boosters. If pasta is a family favorite, add spinach or lentils to the sauce. Use breakfast as a reset. Even a simple boiled egg or yogurt in the morning helps stabilize mood for the day. Cook once, eat twice. Make larger portions of healthy meals so leftovers are ready when energy is low. Involve teens in food choices. Let them pick one healthy item at the store each week to build ownership. Replace soda with sparkling water or diluted juice. Keep fruit visible on the counter instead of hidden in the fridge. Changes like this may look simple, but they build consistency that weakens depression cycles over time. Breaking depression cycles requires more than willpower. And nutrition alone will not heal depression, but it plays a critical role in making it less intense and more manageable. When you treat food as part of emotional health, you begin to see how daily choices add up. If you are ready to explore how food choices affect mental health, consider talking to a nutritionist, a life coach, or another professional listed on this site. You can also call the numbers on the screen to speak with a representative who can guide you through the next steps.